Okay, welcome back to Ether Radio. I hope you enjoyed Ekuro. Still hanging out with Davido in the building.
Okay, now when are you looking at settling down? Now, do you looking for, if you get a girl, a good girl right now, when are you looking at settling down?
I mean, if you have that mutual connection, like you say, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've never really had a long relationship. I don't know. But if I see a girl, I'll be able to make that happen. I'm gonna get somebody for the next 10 years, probably.
For the next 10 years?
Probably.
So you're gonna date her for the next 10 years?
Okay, now seriously,
yeah. What are the qualities you're looking for in a woman?
She gotta have a big booty. I played. she like I said, matured. Either you're pursuing your degree or you've acquired it. God fearing person. A girl out. You know what I'm saying? Come and pick me up for church. A girl out
on Sunday morning.
Yeah, whatever.
What about weekly services?
I don't know about weekly services. A girl out be like my mother, like how I envision my mother. If I find that type of woman.
Okay, David, what you deal with Akon?
Yeah, when I did David Duro, I think he said he was in London, he was in the club, and he heard it, he was like, who has this song? And he had already signed Wiz. We linked up, there was a deal on the table, you know what I'm saying, they still paid me. Like, one thing I've learned in life, I don't rush into things. Okay. Like, before I put my pen to paper, like, even my M10 deal took like 3 months to negotiate. So if I might go with them, I might not, you know what I'm saying, but we're close, we're friends, we met in America.
Okay.
We're in the studio together, we made records, we have songs together. Okay. So yeah,
you're this big artist in Nigeria, yeah. That all the ladies out there and the guys as well, they love you so much. What inspired you to do music?
Really, what inspired me to do music is everything is the love you get for having the job. It's not only the money. If you can be an artist, if you have all the money and you're not celebrated, you understand, how do you feel? I'm happy when I go around, everybody, they know, can I have a picture? Oh, I love you. It feels good. They say, oh, my daughter loves you. It feels good. I like it. That's what makes me do it more and more. Because the fear of dropping, that's being at the top, that's the greatest fear.
Okay.
Of all of us.
And do you have the fear in you?
Of course, everybody has it. That's why we keep working, keep shooting videos, we keep make sure we are creative. And talent is God given.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, are you on any record label?
No, I own my own label, HKM Music.
Do you have any artists on the HKM Music?
I have a couple artists. I can't name all now.
Okay. Who are the major ones you have?
Oh, you guys know Shino Rambo.
Okay, yeah, Shino Rambo. Apart from him?
We got artists. I can't name. But the ones that I've dropped. You got Shino Rambo.
Okay, good.
Future.
Good. You do good music. We all appreciate that.
God bless you.
People were comparing your music with Wizkid's music. Do you see your work better than his?
I feel like my work is the best because as yourself, you have to feel like you're the best because that's the only way you stay on your game. And even when people ask me, not your song, all of it, I say you're better than everybody. I call it self-empowerment, so I'm not the best musician in the world or in Nigeria, but I feel like I have to be my best.
Okay.
So, yeah. But no, Wizkid, I love his music, you know what I'm saying? He's a great artist, he's a legend, you know what I'm saying?
What do you have to say about his breakup with EMA?
Oh, I don't really know anything about that, but I feel like at a point in time, the seed has to grow, move camps. Yeah, it's like I feel like they all did great music together. They did wonderful work. Nobody will ever forget.
How will you feel in the near, let's say, in 2 years or in a year time, the artist you're pushing, just to walk away?
If the contract is over, then what do you want me to do? Like, you can never force somebody to do something. All I do
school.
Is, yes, part-time. Yeah, I was in Babcock, but when my music blew up, I couldn't stay in school again. Because the fans, all the disturbing me in school.
Yeah. You all know the band to be one of the best artists in Nigeria, in Africa, well-celebrated, and also signed under one of the biggest records.
Good music!
Music, do you see yourself getting bigger than that?
I pray that God does that, but the band is doing his thing. He's the first to do it. That's my big brother. Everybody knows that's my guy. I want to be bigger. I want to be bigger than Jay-Z.
You want to be bigger than Jay-Z?
No, I don't. But I'm just happy what God has done so far. and we can only pray, because to be honest, I never knew my stuff would get this big.
Okay, I'm about leaving Davido on E30 Radio, but he's gonna do this right now for you people. Before then, I'll leave him in the studio and you're gonna hear on
E30 kicking you out. I'm kicking you out.
Oh, he said he's kicking me out. Well, I'm not gonna be kicked out because I own E30 Radio and I'm gonna keep you locked down. Okay,
I'll buy it from you then.
In fact, this is getting to something I'll call Gobe.
Gobe
on E30 Radio.
Gobe.
It's been a wrap with one of the finest music artists in Nigeria, in Africa. Okay, it's Davido on the building. David, it's gonna be a wrap right now.
Okay.
I want you to address your female fans, most especially in your dialect. What?
Ekuro la la bakwewa, bochoro, boruro, iwo shadi tebi, eshu odile yawa. Titi lai lai, oh bo ba toju elo. Titi lai lai, bo ba toju elo. Titi lai lai. Check it out, E30 Radio, Everlasting 30 Radio, Electric 30 Radio. Yeah, we are.
E30 Radio.
I can't wait.
E30 Radio. Blazing.
E-Tetter Radio.
Some international.
You can't catch me, boy.
All I hear is E-Tetter Radio.
I love E-Tetter Radio.
My music is a happy music. And when you're hearing the music, and you see the people playing it, they're all happy. You have to share the happiness with them. Sometimes when you are down, the music lifts you up. So it's the power of music is invisible. We call it invisible injection. When I was young, I listened to people like Louis Armstrong, and I listened to B.B. King when it comes to rhythm and blues. I listened to Grover Washington when it comes to horns, this and that, and I listened to Miles Davis.
It's Mac Ever this week on Doc Heward. This week on Doc Heward, we bring to you King Sonny Ade, the great legend that has added so much in the music industry and also all areas in Nigeria and Africa. Born Sunday Adeniyi, the son of a Methodist minister, King Sonny Ade left the religious path to pursue a musical career early on. KSA, as Nigerians know him, was just 17 when he eluded the expectations of his courtly family to pursue music, playing in Lagos highlife bands. In 1964, he latched on to the Juju craze, joining his first band, The Green Sport. In 1967, following the footsteps of his musical hero, the late I.K. Dairo, Ade formed his own band, The African Beat, in 1974, but he couldn't just imitate Dairo's sound, and soon went head-to-head with rival band lead, Chief Commander Ebenezer Obi. King Sonny Ade is undisputed king of Juju music, the dance-inspiring hybrid of Western pop and traditional African music with roots in the Gizo tradition of Nigeria. Although he has tried yet to equal the success that he enjoyed with his early 80s album and American tours, Ade and his band, his African Beat, continue to weave an infectious blend of electric guitars, synthesizers, and multi-layered percussion. Aura was a commercial disappointment, and the group was dropped by Island Records. While they released an album, Authority of Your Ticket, in 1990, it also failed to stir much commercial interest. Edide, released in 1995, offered hints that the best days of Ade and his African Beat were yet to come. The group followed it with Odu, a collection of ancient Nigerian songs, in 1998. The album was nominated for a Grammy. Its follow-up, 7 Degrees North, appeared in 2000, launched an OFM, a mining company, a nightclub, a film and video production company, a PR firm, and a record label specializing in recordings by African artists. It's been estimated that more than 700 people are employed by King Sonny Ade's company. Wow, that's large. He's been a philosopher.
philanthropist and a great man in Nigeria and Africa, King Sunny Ade, Dokiyat with Mark Everett this week. God bless you as you live on to inspire young Nigerian music artists.
That's a jam.
Yeah.
E30 Radio.
Here comes Big Man Jazzy.
That's the bomb.
Teddy Radio.
All right, beautiful people, it's been a wrap on E30 Radio this week, but not a wrap on our social media networks. For you to download E30 Radio, go search and like our page on Facebook, E/Teddy Radio. Follow us on Twitter at MacEver, MCEVA, MCEVA. I love the Ducky Hat for this week. I don't know if you do, but I believe you did, because Sunny Ade is a living legend in Nigeria, in Africa, and all over the world. I love his music. God bless you, Davido, for coming on E30 Radio. That was a wonderful interview with Davido. I believe you got close to him with this exclusive interview. Next week, we bring to you one of the biggest female music artists in Africa, in Nigeria, on E30 Radio. That's exclusive with Mark Ever. All productions done in Eternal Production Studios. As I say every time, my sexy black nice producer Sashinani on E30 Radio, man. That's what we're talking about. Good. Okay, Africa, Nigeria, world. For you to get your massive downloads on E30 Radio, go search and like our page on Facebook, E/Teddy Radio. Follow us on Twitter at MacEver, MCEV, and also visit TrueExclusive.com for your massive downloads. For sponsorship details, please kindly call 080-2988-6504 or 080-5222-0719. Okay, I am blessed with you guys. Without you guys, I am nobody. And also, stay away from trouble. It's E30 Radio, proudly powered by MacEver Media. God bless you.
Welcome to VIP. Baby,
and you're listening to
City
105.1,
the lifestyle of Lagos.